I forgot to ask a very important question in the first part of today's Awkward Tuesday phone call. If you're just joining us, Alan is on the phone, and today he needs to call his girlfriend, Andrea. They've been together for about a year, and they're about to go hang out with his parents. It'll be the first time that she's ever spent an extended amount of time with them, and he's worried that she's going to be herself.
That is such a bad way to put it.
You're wondering
so accurate
what that means. He described her as kind of a guy's girl who likes to fart and burp and is kind of crass. He likes that about her, though. He loves that about her. The problem is he doesn't think his parents will like that as much. So he wants to call her and say, hey, can you tone it down and maybe not pass gas loudly and burp and like high five me after in front of my parents, since this is the first time you're actually going to hang out with them. I meant to ask Alan this. Alan, what are you going to do if she says no?
I feel like this is kind of a deal breaker, maybe, ultimately, if I get a lot of resistance on it, you know?
Oh my God.
I told you guys how important my family is to me, and we're a tight-knit group, and I'm ultimately looking for somebody I can bring into that fold. So this is definitely a really important issue for me.
Whoa. Are you saying if she says no, she's not going to tone it down around your parents, you're going to break up with her? Is that what you meant by deal breaker? I mean, that's a big thing to say, I know, but...
I mean, it sounds weird to say, but I feel like that's where I'm at.
Really?
Wow.
Don't you think, I mean, wouldn't you rather just call your parents and warn them about sometimes her behavior is a little crass and this could happen, Mom and Dad, but I need you to support me?
I feel like it's a generational thing, you know, with them. They're not really going to understand why it's okay. Yeah,
that's I think that's even a worse phone call. Like, Mom and Dad, you're about to meet this girl that I really, I see it going the distance, but hey, you're going to hate her.
Yeah.
So if you could just back me up, I'd appreciate it. That might be worse.
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Okay.
Having known Andrea for a year and my parents for 30-some years, I think the Andrea call is definitely the easier one to make.
Okay, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, and you can do your thing, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yep, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Oh, hey. I didn't know it was you. I thought it might be a telemarketer.
Do you have a minute to talk about something kind of serious?
Yeah.
Not really sure how to approach this, so I guess I want to start with, obviously, you know how much I love you. I'm crazy about you. I love you, and I love the person I am with you, right?
What are you doing? I love you. What's going on?
Let me just launch into it. We got this trip with my parents, right? Coming up, I'm concerned that when you're in the same place as them for a long time, they may get a little overwhelmed.
What do you mean, like overwhelmed by like my amazing personality?
That is part of it. Yeah, just sort of the way we are, like joking around with each other. You know, when it's just us, is not gonna land with my parents. You know.
I know your family. We've already met, and it's been great. So I don't see what you are so freaking nervous about.
We've met, but they haven't had, like, the full weekend with Andrea experience. I guess what I'm saying is it would make me feel better if we could make some kind of commitment to each other to sort of keep it toned down.
What exactly are you asking me to do here? I feel like you're talking in code.
What I want is for my parents to love you the way I love you, and I think that we're just going to have to ease them in to some of the gross stuff a little bit, you know? Like, I have a horrible vision in my head of you just, like, belching in my mother's face and that leading to a lot of friction.
Well, first of all, that would kind of be hilarious if I, like, burped in your mom's face, like,
it's hilarious when you do it to me. Like, I love being woken up that way. But when they are sort of a different generation of people, and I don't know that they're going to appreciate sort of the sense of humor that we share together. It's really important to me, Andrea.
I'm sorry. Is this a joke?
It's not a joke, Andrea. It's important to me. I feel like I have a vision in my head. We're all around the campfire. Everyone's getting along. And then you just, like, rip a giant fart and make some noise about a big duck in the woods behind you or something.
You think that'd be funny?
It would if it was just us, baby, but my parents aren't going to laugh.
Then screw your parents, okay? If they're not going to laugh, then they're not going to laugh. I mean, I have to just be me, right? I can't change myself for anybody. Like, they're going to like me and my sense of humor and, like, the fun stuff that I bring to social gatherings, or they're not. But I can't change who I am.
I respect that. I'm not asking for any kind of permanent change. I mean, we're going to see my folks, like, 3 or 4 times a year, you know? So it doesn't have to be an all-the-time thing. I just, maybe a little bit of respect for their feelings and through them, my feelings as well, during the times that we are around them. It doesn't seem like that much to ask to me.
It is a lot to ask, okay? You're asking me to change who I am. And I just feel like if a guy's going to ask me to change myself, then what am I doing with him? You know?
You're saying,
oh, I need you to change. I need you to...
This is a you issue, Andrea, okay? It's not me.
Are you being serious right now?
I have a very, like, normal, healthy family life. And at the beginning of this call, I really want to...
Oh, yeah, I have a normal, healthy family life, and I have a normal, healthy relationship, but I just don't want you to act like yourself. And I just want to introduce my improved girlfriend to my family so that they'll think that I've got this sophisticated girlfriend, not the girlfriend that you actually have.
I don't want anyone but the girlfriend I actually have. I just want her to be respectful of my feelings and my parents' feelings. Like, I don't understand how that's not a pretty straightforward, easy request. And if this is really something you're not interested in entertaining, then I'm kind of done here.
Okay, well, maybe I'm done then, too.
Awkward! I don't think you guys should break up over this.
This is really awkward.
What was that?
Hey, Andrea, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God, this is making me
so this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, my God, what the f***? What's happening?
We do a segment on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. Alan emailed us saying that he needed to talk to you about your passing gas in front of his parents.
So when did you get on the phone, though?
The whole time. We've been listening to the entire conversation.
Okay.
Honestly, I was listening to the whole thing. It took a serious turn. I didn't expect it to go like that, but I really don't feel like you guys should break up over this.
I didn't come into this wanting to break up, but I'm getting a lot more resistance than I thought I would.
Look, I'm not 6 years old, okay? I don't need you to tell me that I shouldn't be, like, farting on your mother. I understand that. I mean, it's just you shouldn't be telling me this. You should have faith in me and trust me that I'm not going to act like a total idiot in front of your
parents. I don't want to be telling you this. I don't want to have this conversation, but I don't have faith in you because you've made bad judgment calls before, and that's
why
we're here.
That was deep, man.
No, it wasn't. This is a fair complaint.
What judgment calls then? Just tell me.
Anytime, like, we're out and you rip one or belch, like the work party, for example, when I took you there the first time we just started dating.
I saw you laughing when I high-fived you. After
that was a nervous laugh. It was not a laugh of enjoyment.
You never brought it up, though.
Because I like you and I like it when we're alone and things have been going great. I don't want to rock a boat that isn't sinking or whatever the phrase is. But now we're kind of at this point where I don't know how to proceed with this relationship, especially after this call.
Oh my God, you guys are going so extreme right now.
I don't want to be extreme. I don't know.
I think I know how to comport myself in polite company, and I can't have you coddling me like a baby and bossing me around and telling me, you know, that if I don't act this way, then you're going to break up with me, because that's just a waste of my time.
I didn't mean to issue, like, an ultimatum or anything. I just want you to know that my parents are more sensitive than me, and I want us to have a good time.
Okay, so Andrea, will you shut it down when you're hanging out with his parents and not do the normal jokes that you usually do by passing gas in public?
Oh my God.
I don't think that any girlfriend has ever had to do this before, but if what you need to be happy is for me to promise that I will not fart on your family, then I promise I will not fart on your family.
All right.
There it is. Oh my God,
all right. So
I appreciate that.
There you go. You guys didn't need to break
up.
Andrea promises not to fart on your family, Alan. And you guys can have fun farting when you're not around your family.
Oh my God.
That is the best news I've heard in a long time.
Oh my God. I really feel like you two are going to go the distance, man. I can't wait to hear the marriage vows.
Well, Andrea, thank you for your time. Apologize for ambushing you over the phone like that, but we appreciate it.
Well, I didn't know I was on the phone with all of you guys, but thank you. Thanks for helping us clear up this mess.
No problem. I'm glad we can figure it all out. Can I touch on something real quick before we let you guys go though? At the beginning of the phone call, Alan said that you wake him up every morning by burping in his face.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so gross, Andrea.
I think it's romantic.
Whatever your definition is.